Hi, my name is Nicole, and I'm here with Ellie and Jessica, and I'm going to be sharing a story from my time in Barcelona. So the way my program was set up in Barcelona, I took most of my courses at this smaller private school that solely hosted international students. So all American students from different universities here in the U.S. were in my classes, which made me feel more at ease from the start. And my housing was also linked directly with the program, so most of the students in my classes were in my building as well, which when I first arrived made adjusting to Barcelona a bit easier, but in hindsight it really did kind of hurt my chances of branching out more. And before I went abroad, I told myself that I really needed to try to step out of my comfort zone more. But since I didn't have many opportunities where I would be forced out of my comfort zone, I knew that I needed to put more effort into doing that and kind of make my own opportunities, because I knew that that's where I would find the most growth. So even though most of my courses were taken at the smaller school, I took my econ class at the International Business University, where I was actually the only American student in my class. And out of all of my friends I was abroad with, I think I was the only one to have this case where I was the only American student. I didn't have any friends in the class. So other than the challenges of like the anxiety I got in the classroom, I also had to face the challenge of getting to class by myself and figuring out the public transportation on my own and whatnot. So there were a lot of challenges that I had to face with that, but also just being in the classroom more specifically, I would force myself to chat with the other students in the room when our professor would stop teaching for a little break in between. And I was like completely intimidated when we would break, and I would hear at least three different languages being spoken around me. But I ended up just gravitating towards this girl named Dorina, who was pretty similar to me because she was more quiet and reserved. So I think I just naturally gravitated towards speaking with her. And I found out that she was born in Barcelona and she's never lived anywhere else. So I was super interested in getting to know her and knowing how she grew up, and really just attempting to immerse myself in that culture more. And we ended up exchanging numbers and we became partners in our class. So we spoke really often. And then we even met up outside of class for lunch together to get to know each other a bit more. And even though there was a bit of a language barrier, because English was not her first language and I definitely could not hold a conversation in Spanish, and it was difficult to understand each other at times, I definitely feel like I learned so much about the culture by speaking directly with her and found out that we have way more in common than I would have thought. And also in speaking with her, I was really forced to test my language skills, since I was learning some phrases and some vocab in my Spanish class, and I would attempt to communicate with her through what I was learning. So that also really helped my growth as a student there as well. And in general, I just made such a great friend in her that I was able to resort to her for recommendations or questions or just wanting to learn more about the culture. So it was a super great experience to get to make a friend with the local and go out to lunch with her and really put myself in that position where I might feel a little uncomfortable or nervous, but I really found the most growth and I learned so much from her in doing this.